Good morning, Knicks fans.
What's up,
everybody?
I'm Danny B. It's the morning drive. We're talking Knicks.
So we played the Rockets last night, who came into MSG 1-11 on the season. Taj was out. We got Nerlens back, and Mitch got the start. And he was involved early on the offense. You saw a nice alley-oop from RJ to him. RJ hit a three. Randall hits a three. But we're not moving the ball around. I think there was one play in that first quarter where we did, and it found Fournier for an open three. But those plays were slim to none. And we're down 8, 21-13 after the first. And second quarter, you see much of the same. We're picking up fouls left and right. Nerlens got three right off the bat and then got hit with a tech for complaining about it. Just makes a bad game worse. Doesn't help at all. And I'm not seeing any leadership on the court whatsoever. Other than when Rose is out there, who just exudes that presence, I'm not seeing it. And Julius did that last season very well. So I feel like he's got to step that up and find that position that'll make him successful. We got some stops at the end of the second and hit some shots. We're able to tie it up 47 apiece going into halftime. And buckle up. Here's the third quarter. We started off right off the bat. Mitch gets hit in the face, hurts his nose, and he is out for the rest of the game. So Nerlens comes in. I do see RJ starting to bully the ball a little bit. He starts driving to the rim and creating some collapse on the defense. He's finding the open man. Kemba hits some shots. He found Fournier for an open three. But we're just knocking him down to keep up. And it's 73-72. We're down one after the third quarter. And fourth quarter starts no different than the rest of the game. The only difference was that after a couple of minutes, I feel like the energy from Quickley and Burks just really shone through. Quickley hit a two from the elbow, hits another one from three, and we see a big block from Noel. We're tied at 89-89 before Quickley hits another three, helps pull it up. Him and Burks just kept going back and forth. Fourth quarter, Burks is back for good. He had 17 points in the fourth quarter alone last night. Fournier had a pretty good game. He had 19 also. We get the win. 106-99 is the final score. And it's off to the Windy City tonight in the second of a back-to-back against Chicago. See you guys tomorrow.